I think the city needs to turn a page and move in a new direction with a new set of leaders. And the fact that many of the candidates that are running for council do not have opponents, it's unheard of. What I feel good about is that they're all great candidates with integrity, honesty, and I know they're going to do what's right for the city.
Is that a good thing for Central Falls that so many of these elections for city council will not be contested?
Well, I'm a strong supporter, and I believe strongly in democracy. Obviously, you want to see people running for office, but I will assure you that the people who are unopposed are great people who, in one way or other, are part of this community, either by being involved in different boards or attending council meetings, and I know that they're going to do the city well.
Tell us a little bit about some of the new people who are running for city council who you support.
One of them is Hugo Figueroa, who actually has opposition this election coming up. He's a great person because he was part of the parent movement of organizing in the schools, which was instrumental for a school district that never saw a parent-teacher conversations happening. Then we have Stephanie Gonzalez, who will represent Ward 4, who's involved on the school committee and was born and raised in Central Falls. We have Shelby Maldonado, who also is another homebred person who just spent her last 2 years in Africa doing good service. So these are people with big hearts that understand that we cannot all have our own agendas. We all have to work together to turn this place around, this city around.
How do you explain why more people didn't run for the city council? Was there some sense that you're the mayor and you were supporting these new people, and that because you're the person in charge now that other people would be less likely to have the support needed to win?
That could be a factor, but I think what happened was a lot of people did inquire, and it was who would step up first, and these were the set of folks that stepped up first. And people were more comfortable accepting them, knowing that they have good intentions, that they are involved. So I think the old timers understood that it was time to give this new crowd an opportunity and a chance to lead.
Talk to us a little bit about the economy. We know that many communities in Rhode Island are struggling with not enough jobs. Have you seen any economic improvements in Central Falls since you took office? And what is the city doing to try and improve its economy?
We are actively looking for new ways to expand our tax base. So we're in the works of producing an economic development plan now that I have 3 years to really focus on that. We see a mixed crowd. Obviously, we have those who have a job and those who don't. And the economy, if you look at our two main streets, which is Broad and Dexter, which we'll drive on now, you'll see every storefront filled and customers going. So, like I said, you know, there's people that need jobs, and that's what we're working to do. And also educate population to get these high-skilled jobs is a priority of mine.
What would you like people who haven't been to Central Falls to know about the city?
That it's a city that's growing. It's a diverse community, a community filled with great, caring people, and that it's going through an exciting time. And the stereotype of it being unsafe, the stereotype of all the negativity that they see, it's all going to change relatively quickly, especially with a new council coming in. So we welcome all guests and visitors, and come out and enjoy some of the best diverse foods available in the state of Rhode Island.
Mayor James Diosa, thank you for sitting down with us, or taking a drive with us, rather.
Thank you, Ian.